Explanations that argue for an assumed survival value of RSMEs also tend to confuse mysticism and magic. Traditional shamans necessarily practice both, but the quests are separate. The mystic seeks enlightenment, the magician seeks power. Having decided that religion is best understood in terms of its usefulness in our hunter-gatherer past, the evolutionary psychologist asks, is it adaptive or non-adaptive in historical times, times for which we have written records? Different theorists give different answers. Hardwired for the wrong worldview. Religious belief itself is an adaptation that has evolved because we are hardwired to form tribalistic religions. Sociobiologist Edward O. Wilson. Edward O. Wilson argues in Sociobiology, 1980, that religion is adaptive because it promotes social organization, which in turn promotes survival. The problem, as he explains in Consilience, 1998, is the essence of humanity's spiritual dilemma is that we evolved genetically to accept one truth and discovered another. Is there a way to erase the dilemma, to solve the contradictions between the transcendentalist and empiricist worldviews? No. Unfortunately, there is not. Why not? The central idea of the consilience worldview is that all tangible phenomena, from the birth of stars to the workings of social institutions, are based on material processes that are ultimately reducible, however long and tortuous the sequences, to the laws of physics. Or, as he explained to Steve Paulson of Ceylon in 2006, knowledge of our world ultimately comes down to chemistry, biology, and, above all, physics. People are just extremely complicated machines. Wilson also suggested to Paulson the need for a spiritual atheism, but he complained, citing Camille Paglia, that 3,000 years of Yahweh beats one generation of Foucault. Now, physicists are not nearly as ready to endorse materialism in physics as biologists are. But in any event, we must ask why humanity would evolve or be hardwired to accept a worldview that is incorrect. For reasons that we have looked at earlier, see Chapter 5, it is not clear how exactly humans can be hardwired to accept any worldview. But if so, why one that contradicts reality?